The following post may have content in it that is disturbing to some users. Please don't listen to this post if you are offended first. Hello guys. So it's again me here, your favorite sociopath, what's up? We are back to voice posts, and hopefully we'll be for a while. I really hope this because I think it's much better to have voice posts. And also, I personally like it more. I hope you can understand me. If you don't, please comment, and also comment why. If it's just my English, or my microphone, or my talking speed, or my missing intelligence, just tell me what the problem is, and I will attempt to fix it. So, as you may have been reading from the heading already, this article is basically a rant about the community again. There are a few ones of it, and it basically has become a blog concept, but I mean, no one has to know. So what I want to rant about this time is that this community can never forget something. And I don't particularly mean forget. I mainly mean that the community never forgives. And that is also what the heading of this post will be. If you've done one mistake, you are doomed forever. And I have seen that happen on myself. My mistake was probably LC, which was a mistake, no questions asked. But, I mean, you still need to call me a cloner and stuff like that. That is 3 years ago. And I mean, 2 years ago. And I mean, it doesn't make it better. But to think that I'm still like this, even though I've distanced myself from that thing a lot of times, it's just completely ridiculous. And just shows that your maturity level is not so high built up. My last article was regarding age judging and disturbing sentences that people use against age groups, and it kind of matches up together because, you know, it's not only the age, it's also when you do the slightest mistake, you're doomed forever. Let's take the example from UOH 2006 for an example. Well, he logged onto a forum and was at the beginning a real cloner. He started posting clones and shit like that, and at the end was banned. But not actually for that, as a ban reason I don't agree with. He posted a log that shouldn't be illegal, especially if it's a text log. So he was banned for that, and then started creating alts, which is completely ridiculous and not helping anything because it's just making your ban longer, or in his case, it's permanent. Meaning he was permabanned. But imagine he would come back now. Let me tell you, he wouldn't have the slightest bit of a chance. Okay guys, welcome to the desk community school. This lesson should be a no-brainer. What happens if you do a small mistake in the community? So first, of course, you'll be hated for it, which makes kinda sense because sometimes you also did bad stuff. For an example, sharing clones on your games.net forum. That is definitely not okay and no one should do it. But at some point, all of them stop, meaning that they get older and mature and start realizing that this just isn't how it works then. But the community isn't built for this factor and never calculates it in. Whenever you have done a little mistake, people will try to calculate errors into your stuff. And whatever you do, I mean whatever you do. They will either completely doubt you, or say it's a clone, for an example. Look at Sinter's How Hard Escaping Can Get topic. He only posted an audio sample of his game. Not even the game itself yet. The game was definitely not a clone, and still someone posted clone, and even after he released the game, someone still posted clone, even though it wasn't. And I think he was even warned for that one. So as I already said, people always start calculating stuff into your actions, meaning that you basically have no chance to get bigger anymore, except you do something extremely great, which is not so much easy to do, because you need to be creative. And for an example, if it comes to games, you have to have the coding knowledge, but sometimes you just don't want to. You
just want to live a community life and don't want to be hated forever. Also, people will then start making weird assumptions about you. For an example, remember that tech girl thing last year? Some people really thought that Sindri hacked himself and also his friend to drum up sympathism for himself. What the fuck? Okay, that was it for today's community school. Stay tuned and follow SimTublog. Thank you. This was the first voice post I bothered to edit. Please tell me how you like that editing style, if I should adjust it or just leave it out. I personally liked how it sounded at the end. It wasn't too hard to do and it still sounded not as cheap as the other two voice posts in my opinion. So tell me what you think. Also, what microphone you like more, this one or the one from the last voice post?